Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
The Brewers are out in the Bay Area. They'll take on the Giants tonight. Our coverage gets underway at 8:10. It is 9:45 local time in San Francisco, and that's where we find Jeff Levering, who's running around. You're at Pier 39. You're getting some shellfish. What are you doing today?
Nice.
No Pier 39. I'm currently right by the ballpark where they park all the boats underneath the Bay Bridge, though. So, yeah, everything is going great.
So this ballpark ranks up there, doesn't it, Jeff? In terms of all the ballparks that you've been to, if you're going to power rank them, where does San Francisco's ballpark rank?
Yeah, I mean, it's in the top two for me. I mean, you can't beat from our vantage point. You can see the bay. You see the boats coming in. But there's one seat in particular. It's on the far right field line. It's right over the bay. We're on a very nice day. You can see both the Bay Bridge and the Golden Gate Bridge while you're watching a ball game. So for me, that seat is the best in all of baseball. But this is a pretty sweet ballpark, to say the least.
It sounds absolutely stunning. I've never been down there myself, but it makes you want to go just talking about it. I know you wish you could just look out to the water the whole time, but you've got your eyes on the game, of course. I'm kind of wondering, as we look ahead here, how important is getting that first round bye in the postseason? And is there anything that the Brewers need to do at this point, any changes they need to do to secure that?
Find some offense. I think that's number one. I mean, it's been a slow burn here for a little bit since that Labor Day game where the Brewers scored 9 runs and hit a bunch of homers against the Cardinals. It's been tough sledding for Milwaukee's offense. So they need to find some offense, and that this is generally not a fine place to find offense, San Francisco, which is one of the more pitcher-friendly ballparks and one of the more tough places to hit in all Major League Baseball. But they need to be able to hit the baseball with more consistency. You got to get Reese Hoskins going and guys not named Willy Adames and William Contreras going a bit more too. It is important to get that first round bye. The magic number is 10 right now with less than 20 games to go. But at the same time, they just need to find some consistency with what they're doing on the offensive side.
Well, you know, and I guess it from a wild card perspective, you know, the Brewers got a taste of that last year. It didn't work out their way. I like the idea that it's at least a little more of a series. It felt a little bit more, you know, kind of winner take all with the previous kind of iteration of how they drew that all up.
Yeah, the 2019 almost 16-year crawl, right? That was a really good team. Christian Yelich had gotten hurt early in September, and they were really rolling. And then the Nationals end up winning that ball game, coming back late in that game against Josh Hader. And then they go on and win the World Series. I like the 2 out of 3. It's a really good situation as opposed to the winner-take-all one game. You'd love to have that bye and rest your guys if you could get yourself up for 5 days. But at the same time, wild card teams have done well traditionally in the postseason because they continue to play. And if they're rolling really well, they've got a chance to do something special. And the nice thing is about that number 3 seed is that you'd have all those games at home. And Pat Murphy's talked about it a lot, the home field advantage in Milwaukee. Second to none in Major League Baseball.
Okay, guys, so I've got a question for you here that's not about what's happening on the field exactly.
Okay, great.
But I think it was last night. I was looking at social media, and I saw that the Brewers had posted about one of their upcoming giveaways. It's coming up on September 27th, which will be Country Night. Have you seen this shirt? It's like a Brewers Western shirt, and it just cracks me up. But I think it could be crazy popular.
Jeff might be wearing his right now. I got mine delivered last week, as a matter of fact.
Jeff, do you have any favorites when you see these giveaways? I know you're not paying a lot of attention to that, but I feel like the Brewers are stepping it up a little bit this year.
I'm definitely paying more attention than the average bear would. I'm not wearing my denim shirt right now, Greg, just so you know. I'm wearing a weather wicking shirt, which is nice. But that the country western shirt is really sweet. Lane and I were having some fun on the broadcast a couple of days ago talking about it, how you just throw on some jeans and you can even throw a bolo tie on it and you got yourself formal attire. So it's really awesome. So definitely on the 27th, check it out. It's really, really cool.
Okay, wait, so now I'm thinking about it. If you're saying throw on jeans and then you're throwing on this western jean shirt, what do they call that when you're all in jeans?
Monochromatic?
Yeah, it's a Canadian tuxedo.
Yeah,
a Canadian tuxedo.
Ding, 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 that's what it is.
Denim Dan, Canadian tuxedo, you know, all those things.
Denim Dan.
But if, Yeah, it's great. But if it's a lady, it's a denim Danielle. So
there you go.
Very nice.
You can definitely rock it any way you like it.
Well, if anybody knows Lane, and as well as Jeff and I do, you know that he'd try and find the right turtleneck to put underneath that thing.
Yes, he certainly would. He is Johnny Turtleneck. He's a very good turtleneck guy. He even coined his own phrase, Grindleneck.
So, a Grindleneck.
If he could throw a turtleneck underneath anything, he would.
Well, sometimes you need that when you're out in San Francisco. Not sure what the weather is out there. Jeff, we'll let you get back to your day. Hey, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it, man.
You got it, guys. Have a great day.
Jeff.